Honolulu Civil Beat's reality check today looks at user conflict at one of Oahu's most popular beach parks. Reporter Marcel Henre on the line. Good morning, Marcel.
Hey, Catherine. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. And we are talking about Ala Moana, the popular People's Beach Park.
Exactly, the People's Beach, as it's known. And so in this very unusual year and the conditions from the pandemic, you know, there's the whole nature is healing phenomenon you're seeing at other places like Hanauma Bay. And that's also been the case, you know, in key places on the South Shore, like Ala Moana Beach Park, Kaimana Beach, not too far away, where you've just seen scores of halalu and these other small sardine-like bait fish, just, you know, these clouds. Maybe you saw some of the footage on the news of, you know, these large schools of fish and maybe a couple of sharks, at least in Kaimana, not in Ala Moana. But, you know, just tons of fish this past season. And fewer visitors, but still swimmers in the water. And that has led a lot of fishermen, a growing number of fishermen with a lot of people that have a lot of time on their hands. You just kind of had this perfect storm where there were just so many swimmers in the water, so many fishermen chasing fish just right nearby, and you had conflicts and confrontations throughout the season, which is typically kind of the summer months into the fall, where swimmers were trying to avoid lines getting tangled, or even, you know, there were reports of people getting hooked. And just a lot of heated confrontation. So now the state is basically looking for ways to better regulate Ala Moana Beach Park in particular.
Right. So they've got some kind of a draft plan that deals with the aquatic resource. Where are we at on that?
Yeah. So this is the Division of Aquatic Resources. It's a branch of the Department of Land and Natural Resources. And they typically deal with fishing and, you know, fishery type issues. They have been, for at least the last month or so, been putting together proposed boundaries and just suggestions of maybe, at one point they were looking at splitting the channel, you know, this very safe, coveted swimming channel at Ala Moana Beach Park, splitting it in two and maybe keeping the fishermen on one side and the swimmers either entirely on the other side or swimming in at their own risk. Right now, what they seem to be more seriously considering is giving fishermen access on the Evamos side over by Cavallo and the Diamond Head Most side over by Magic Island, and giving the swimmers the access in the middle. But all of these proposals kind of lead to, more concerns from both fishermen and the swimmers and other ocean users in terms of the access to those resources.
Yeah, I know. I think the Waikiki Swim Club is concerned because they host a number of races that they say, it could be in jeopardy if they divvy up the beach.
Right. Like the key thing about Ala Moana Beach Park and what makes it so coveted to swimmers is it's like an almost exactly kilometer long channel to swim, you know, and relatively safely inside the reef there. And so, yeah, they have contests, but even just people that are training, you know, that are out there day to day. And a lot of the key problems have happened on the Magic Island side, where normally you do have fishermen up on the rocks there, but out of the way. But with the fish, the way they were behaving this summer and into the fall, they were basically, the fishermen were spilling out onto the beach where a lot of swimmers and even, you know, exercisers, seniors, disabled people looking for access, where they access the channel, this kind of sandy bottom spot. So that's kind of been the real, point of conflict in Ala Moana.
Well, I know the user conflict issues over at Kaimana Beach have somehow been eased just with the odd and even fishing years that they allot. But I was there on the beach, I think, the one day where there was some rock throwing, and I think they had to call an ambulance. And so,
oh, man.
Things are getting strained, whether it's Ala Moana or Kaimana. But I've also been there when the fish have started attacking the hullalu, and you know, of course, I'm out of the water because I don't want to get in between the the shark and his dinner.
Sure. Yeah, and that's an important point, is that this is, you know, they're looking at a plan for all of Moana, but there's certainly been incidents at Kaimana as well. And, you know, they're looking at actually establishing rules. A lot of the users are saying, can't we just come to kind of a more gentleman's agreement and just, you know, these kind of unofficial protocols? But the state officials are saying, if we need to post signs and things like that, we need to have actual rules on the books that people need to follow.
Right, and they've got, I think, a meeting later this week on this. So appreciate your story. Thanks, Marcel.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was reporter Marcel Henri with today's Reality Check. Find his story online at civilbeat.org.